the voice you hear, Justice. Good morning, Justice. He's coming in again this morning for a segment called Plain People.
Yeah. We got two people lined up today. We'll talk about it in a little bit here as we get to it.
Some background. Yeah. So you've been wandering the grounds, just talking to random people, interviewing, basically, as one of our bumpers puts it, sticking a mic in people's faces and asking them to talk about their stories, which I think is pretty interesting in and of itself. So
it's true. Like, everyone
has a story.
Everybody's from somewhere different.
Particularly here.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I would get bored sometimes in the evenings out in the campground, I would, go for a walk and see how many states I could tally up on the license plates and just in the campground.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool trying to map stuff out. I have seen a Hawaii here, by the way. with a Hawaiian license plate.
That seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah. Maybe they flew it here over. They had to, obviously. Or a boat.
Something.
Yeah. I got a hunch bought it here and licensed it there. I just, something like that, man.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody, they're from Sydney, Australia.
There's a big Australian contingency here.
Yeah.
In fact, haven't done it in a couple of years. They used to have the Australian Express, where a group would lease or rent one Qantas 747 full of people, and they would just split the cost and fly over here.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Kangaroo Express, that's what they call it. Actually, the EAA is very big in Australia.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of Canadian people here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling ultra connected to Canada after being in Winnipeg for a few days.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the first person we're going to hear from, his name is Kevin Brusso, and I was kind of walking around yesterday. I was way back in the Warbirds area, and I was walking back, and I kept seeing these Model Ts, like, just driving around. I'm like, well, that's weird. This is a plane show. They're cars. And I kind of followed them back to where they were, like, their main point, which is over by the Ford tent, obviously. And I just talked to one of the guys. His name is Kevin, and he owns a 1926 Model T. And it's not in the audio bit that we played, or that we have, but he told me that it cost about $250 new when in 1926.
Nice.
Yeah.
My name is Kevin Brusso. I'm with the Dairyland Tin Lizzies, which is a chapter of the National Model T Ford Club of America. And we're here with Ford Motor Company giving free Model T rides from 10 to noon, and then again from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock every day until Friday. This is our ninth year of supporting Ford Motor Company at EAA Air Venture. Our whole club, pretty much everybody hangs out to watch the air show and enjoy the whole atmosphere here, and just a lot of great people. So it's always fun. Still kind of looking at the sport pilot thing, and then now all those rules, of course, are changing again too. So just kind of starting to do the investigations to earning a private pilot license. So my grandfather actually had gotten a Model T in the 20s, so we grew up in the hobby, so to speak, and just kind of continued it from there. This one I bought in 2003. It came from a farm in Minnesota. My brother actually owned it before I did for a while and decided not to do anything with it, but we got it running and have been kind of playing with it ever since and touring and having a good time. But this car is a 1926 Model T Roadster. Top speed is around 35 to 40 miles an hour. It still has all the original drivetrain and original engine. It'll be, 90 years old, I guess, this year. So it's been driven from Wisconsin to Detroit and back for the 100th anniversary of the Model T. And it's got a lot of miles on it. We don't know how many because they weren't issued with a speedometer. But we probably put on 1,500 to 2,000 miles a year doing small tours and activities like this.
Nice.
Yeah, that was Kevin Brusso. He's actually lives in Wisconsin, just across the lake.
I had no idea they didn't come with a speedometer or odometer.
Yeah, that
you couldn't go fast enough to be concerning.
Yeah, I mean, would they have invented that technology? Well, probably with the advent of the vehicles, the motorized vehicles. So,
yeah, he meant to say odometer in there.
Okay,
he did say speedometer.
Yes, okay. I knew what he meant, though, but because he was talking either about miles. But funny enough,
yeah, and they did, like, when they were building those. Apparently, they, instead of the car moving along like a conveyor belt, it was the people that were moving.
Oh.
And, like, how super inefficient is that?
Well, gotta start somewhere.
Right. They obviously got it right eventually.
Yeah. And Ford is credited with, you know, creating that whole methodology of manufacture anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's some interesting stuff on, like, efficiency of building cars and stuff. I've listened to a podcast. I wish I could remember more details about it. But Google that.
Yeah.
This podcast. Somebody at the campground last night was listening to Comedy Bang Bang while they were sleeping.
Still playing this morning.
That's what I heard this morning.
They woke me up a few times because they do, like, impressions.
Yes.
And it scared the crap out of me.
5:45, 5:50 this morning. It was, and it wasn't loud or anything.
No.
It sounded like someone's, you know, clock radio type alarm.
Yeah.
Just very quietly playing inside a tent. And I was thoroughly confused.
I thought it was, like, because at first I was just hanging out in my tent for a while. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, oh, wow, Tommy's still up? But no, it was not you. I figured it out eventually.
No, Tommy's not that funny.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just mean.
I'm going to give you a hug after this now.
I know. He's mean.
Yeah. Well, we got one more for today. This one is Barb Gray.
Oh,
she.
I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of her. The world famous Barb Gray.
Right.
Yeah. She's been coming to EAA for a really long time. Probably longer than Jim.
Much longer than I have. Full disclosure, that's my mother. Full disclosure, yes. She's been here a lot longer. They did miss a couple of years when they decided to go to Alaska and things like that. But, I mean, they were here one of the first years it was in Oshkosh.
Wow.
So. Wow.
Yeah, because she couldn't quite remember how many years it has been. But she's been doing this craft tent here at the fairground or at the grounds for 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And the craft tent, which you're wondering, is kind of over by the Warbirds area. What other things are over there?
Let me see here. The hospitality tent is there.
Yeah.
It's kind of, let me think about this, northeast of the forums.
Of the forums, yeah. I was going to say, if you're driving past the forums and they're on your right to the east, essentially as you're heading north, it'd be just past that.
Yeah,
on the left side of the road. So.
Anybody knows where the old NASA building is? It's really close to that as well.
Okay. And at the craft tent, you can make crafts. There's just a ton of stuff you can do. You know, you can do painting with Barb. And we'll hear from Barb and maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Hi, my name's Barb Gray. I live in Little Fork, Minnesota, which is just south of the Canadian border. I teach watercolor classes at the craft tent at Air Venture. And I've been doing that for 20 years. In the last 3 years, I've had a wonderful helper, and she was a former student, and now she's an excellent watercolor painter, and her name is Kitty Ewald, and she helps me. And I really depend on her help, and we have a lot of fun here. We just happened on it after we'd been coming for several years. That was many, many years ago, but I happened to see that, and we went in there, and I got to do some crafts, and it was a lot more enjoyable than walking through airplanes hour after hour in the heat. And I got to do a lot of crafts that I really enjoyed, but I thought it's too bad there isn't any painting classes here. So I eventually became the painting teacher here. And after that, another lady joined me too, and I teach watercolors, and the other lady that does the painting classes is Eileen, and she does acrylic.
Like, how the craft tent kind of works is, like, there's times where you can go and do these certain activities, and you kind of, like, sign up for an appointment, sort of?
Kind of. There is different stuff every day. Not all classes are offered every day, so the watercolor classes are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if I remember rightly. You can go there and see what there is to be done and look at what times those classes are offered. And they kind of rotate through there. There's beadwork and weaving and all sorts of, you know, things like that. It's great for both, like, really, really young kids,
right.
You know, and all the way up from there.
The part that I liked about it a lot is, like, it's really, especially the watercolors, mm-hmm. they're really guided and, like,
mm-hmm.
no matter your skill level of painting,
yeah.
even if mm-hmm. you're like a 1-year-old kid, you're going to come away with something pretty beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Her youngest has been two, was the one of the youngest people there that have done that. Some of the sample work that she has out there were done by my kids.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when they were in the 5 to 8 range, you know, and there's some stuff that she has of her own that's, you know, very immaculately done as she does. But,
yeah.
You know, so the age range of the stuff is really wide, and there's stuff besides the painting that you can do, and everybody who shows up there loves it, and it's one of those things that people just don't know about. One of their biggest things that drive the traffic in there is rain. When it starts raining, people run in the tent to get out of the rain. They're looking like, wow, look at this.
Where did this come from?
Right.
Very cool. Hey, Justice, thanks for coming in again.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Was Plain People with Justice Sanchez. This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.